Every day, more than 50 million Americans endure the challenges of autoimmune diseases, which accounts for 20% of the population. Dr. David Green, Arizona, has been an influential figure in treating and managing autoimmune diseases and conditions with the help of regenerative treatment. Traditionally, suppressive therapy utilizing steroids aimed to manage these conditions by controlling the immune response. However, we now offer a ray of hope through innovative stem cell therapy, providing patients with new avenues for treatment. This article will explore the potential of stem cell therapy for autoimmune diseases, addressing the suitable disorders, the rationale behind considering this approach, the deployment of adult stem cells, expected results, and the promising future of adult stem cells in treating autoimmune diseases. Why choose R3 stem cell therapy for autoimmune disease? Dr. David Green, Arizona, advocates that despite advancements in conventional treatment for autoimmune diseases, they often fail to fully alleviate symptoms, while carrying the risk of significant side effects like increased infection susceptibility and long-term cancer risks. Stem cells offer a unique capability to regulate the immune system, selectively targeting overactive components that harm our tissues, all while preserving the integrity of the rest of our immune system. Furthermore, stem cells possess the potential to stimulate healing in areas affected by immune system damage. This dual ability to regulate the immune system and promote healing has captured the attention of patients with autoimmune diseases, making stem cell therapy a compelling option. What is the process of deploying adult stem cells? The administration of stem cells to patients is commonly referred to as deployment. For individuals with autoimmune diseases, the standard approach involves intravenous, 4, deployment, where stem cells are delivered directly into the bloodstream. Additionally, targeted injections into specific joints, such as both knees for a rheumatoid arthritis patient, may be performed alongside the 4 deployment. Dr. David Green, Arizona, former orthopedic surgeon, observes that in certain cases, patients with conditions like Crohn's disease may receive injections around open fistulas. The collection of fat tissue for stem cell harvesting and the subsequent deployment of the stem cells are typically conducted on the same day, ensuring a streamlined procedure. What does the future hold for adult stem cells? The future of adult stem cells appears incredibly promising, with many experts foreseeing their pivotal role in the treatment of autoimmune diseases. The remarkable capability of stem cells to modulate the immune system renders them particularly valuable in addressing such conditions. In the near future, advancements are expected in the methods of deploying stem cells, including refining the dosage and frequency of deployments. Additionally, anticipated developments include cost reduction, as well as advancements in the storage and cultivation of stem cells for future utilization. These advancements hold the potential to revolutionize autoimmune disease treatment, offering improved outcomes and greater accessibility for patients. Takeaway. In conclusion, Dr. David Green, Arizona, and the field of regenerative treatment present a ray of hope for the millions of Americans suffering from autoimmune diseases. Stem cell therapy offers a unique and promising approach to managing these conditions by regulating the immune system and promoting healing. As advancements continue, we can anticipate a brighter future with improved deployment methods, reduced costs, and enhanced storage capabilities, ultimately transforming the landscape of autoimmune disease treatment.